why anger is coming and how to control it. How many of you believe that you can't control anger? Everyone believes you can't control anger? Okay, put down. Again, that's a myth. Okay, anger, search time. Okay. So anger is 100% controllable. Whoever says that, okay, let your principles go, because I'm going to use his example only. Okay. Oh, he's sitting there. So what happens is, let's talk about anger. When you talk about anger, you say that anger is not controllable, right? Most of people. That is the biggest myth. That is the wrongest thing that anyone has told. Okay. I'll tell you why. Anger. Good example. I'll prove everyone wrong. Can you show anger to the principal, sir?
No.
No, right? You can never show. So anger is controllable. So whoever told me anger is not controllable, it is the wrong belief which you're having. You show anger to people who are weaker to you. You can't show anger who's powerful than you. So technically, true, no? You have a younger brother, he's having a hard time. All your anger goes to him. So anger is controllable, 100%. Now, you'll ask me how to remove anger. What happened? Anger only?
No.
Yeah.
You said now, if I can't
show. Yeah.
But if they can't wrong, but if sometimes they are wrong and I am right.
Yes. Okay, that's a very good question. What if they are right? No, it's a good question. It's a confident question. No, see. There's nothing to worry, right? He's saying, okay, gone now, principal sir, after this going to go. Now, wrong and right is a point of view, right? Wrong and right is based on your limited knowledge and teacher's knowledge. There'll be somewhere around, you are having a limited knowledge, that is why you are thinking you are right. So there is some knowledge you don't have, which the teacher has. Find that knowledge first. Sir, why are you telling that is wrong? Sir, what did I do wrong? So you complete your information and then go and say they're wrong. What we do is, half information with what we have, you think that the teacher and the principal is wrong. Ask the principal, sir, where did I do it wrong? Why do you find I'm wrong? Automatically you know the truth. Maybe both are right. Then sir, I think it from the... Now what you're doing? This is what I want everyone to do. You're crossing me. You're asking me this way. You're asking me that way to clear your doubts. When you know the complete truth, any doubt, any anger, who's wrong? Everyone is right. See it from that point of view. Did I answer? Okay. Wait, hold on. Let me talk complete about anger. I didn't complete an answer. Anger is like a pressure cooker. Okay, you know pressure cooker?
Yes.
Okay, I think I need to go and talk to the back kids, right? There's a lot of on the other side. So, the pressure cooker is there. Everyone has water. Everything is good. You put it under a flame. This pressure cooker. Flame can be irritation, botheration, someone calls you a bad word, you get angry back with them. When someone calls you a bad word, what do? Call them with all the bad words you know? Or stay quiet, suppressed? What do you do? Now if you say someone called word, your principal even watching, oh, this guy also calls bad words, right? So normally when someone calls you a bad word, what do? You call back with all the bad words, you know. If someone calls your mother, you'll call back his mother. Right? You know what I do? I'll tell, hey, this bad word sounds so very good from your mouth. Right? So this is the flame. What I'm doing, I'm shutting down this flame. Right? And he'll again repeat. After repeating, what I'll tell him, okay, come sit in the chair. I will also sit. Tell me whatever you have in stock, tell all the bad words and finish. Then we'll give shake hand and we'll go. And I'm happy to listen. But some people still continue. Then what you do, hey, it sounds, hey, come on, repeat, something is different in your bad words. Hey, keep repeating, it just little bit change the tone, make it a little more smoother. Then he'll make it, oh, he'll go more harder. Ah, now it sounds like Shreya Ghoshal. Then he will completely stop his bad words, right? You're giving so much positivity back to him, which overcomes his negativity also. So, okay. Okay, we have 15 more minutes. I'm sorry. I'll try my best to answer everyone, right? Yeah.
Sometimes they get more angry and if they beat to us.
If they beat to you, that you should be careful. Right? So if it's in school, obviously you can tell it to your concerned teachers. Right? If it's a system, you can always tell and complain. Is that he beat? See, talking is all okay. Fighting also sometimes is okay. But then beating and using that is not allowed in any school, to my knowledge, right? So that you do the required things what you need to complain.